Well, I was running late to work. I was 15 minutes late. After I told him about the flat tire, he fired me anyway. Now you're Joe Dirt and cigarettes, chilling on the hammock outside. But last time you tried to smoke one, the cops were chilling outside. Oh, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. Well, it's a bad day, so you better get off my back. You might get cold cocked if you cross my path. Well, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass.
Show.
Nice.
But yeah, today's a good day to whoop someone's ass, guys. It's a Sunday at 11:53. If you're listening to this, I hope that your day is going fantastic. I hope that this is the next step to greatness. And I hope that you have a pen in your hand taking notes, because we got Joe Rodeo with us on the show. And he's going to be spitting some #dirt facts. And these are stuff worth writing down, worth putting in your arsenal, worth adding to your mindset. Because that's what it's really all about. It's about adding to your mindset. No matter what situation you're in, good or bad, even if you're talking to a retard, you should be able to take something from that and be able to add it to your arsenal. Because all you want to do is just take your mindset and build it, add bricks, add characters, add personalities, add everything. But that's all we are. We're just pieces of stuff that we absorb. And today, this show is brought to you by Barry's Note Cards. Perfect to remind yourself for sponsorships. Barry's Note Cards. Alright, so we're back. And I'm going to ask Joe a few questions. The thing I want to talk about is, there's a lot of young males, a lot of young females going off into life. Not really sure what to really look for, what to really do, what to shoot for. And I feel like in our position, we felt like it was a good idea to explore a little bit, jump into the unknown and put ourselves in a situation to learn, grow, and become new people. But I'm going to ask Joe a question here. And the question is, why do you think it's a good idea for a young person to get out of the house and move somewhere completely foreign and just being a nobody from nowhere? What positives do you see in that, and how do you see that benefiting you in the long term of your journey?
It comes down to comfortability. Being comfortable.
That's it?
That's it.
So you're saying that getting comfortable in areas that you're not comfortable in.
Right. That's it. You gotta figure out the rest.
I like it. So I'll try to analyze a little bit on that.
You just gotta figure out the rest on your own.
So pretty much what he's saying is, for most people, it would be very uncomfortable for them to leave their nest and to jump into an area that they have no idea what the hell's going on. So what he's saying is, if you can get comfortable doing that, that means you've grown and you now have a better outlook on life. And a better outlook on who you are, what you like, and what you want.
You're evolving.
evolving into a new person by getting comfortable doing those uncomfortable things. And then also it's exposing what you think is uncomfortable. And that's being aware. If you can call yourself out on the things that you know that are a little difficult or a little uncomfortable, and that's not really putting yourself in situations that you don't like. It might be, but it's not always that case. Because sometimes it's uncomfortable just to go to fucking a shitty job and limit yourself too. And some people can get comfortable doing that, but you almost grow into a worse self. Yeah. Rather than doing something that, like...
It's really just having a plan and creating a system.
Because if you don't plan to win, you plan to fail. Or no, if you don't plan, what is the quote? Fuck. If you don't plan, you plan to fail or something like that.
Yeah, if you don't plan to win, you plan to fail or something.
But it's real.
But yeah, you need a plan.
And that comes down to the eyes.
Wing it. Yeah.
The vision. Mm-hmm. It's seeing, like, where would you want to be in 10 years?
And the plan needs to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to push yourself when you plan. Because if not, you're just making a plan to stay comfortable and do your normal routine.
Which is usually what people do.
Right.
People don't understand, like, and obviously, like, when you look at, like, our parents don't want us to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't think that it's, like, it's hard for them to understand, like, what uncomfortable is. They think, like, uncomfortable isn't, like, you're cold, you're sleeping in a shitty bed, and you're fucking... You know what I mean? When rather, it's more of like, you're doing something that kind of scares you.
So I think we were too, what's the word I'm looking for? Sheltered. Growing up.
Too pampered.
Yeah, and we just need to learn the things that we didn't.
Which is going at our own.
Literally, yeah. Literally just being an adult.
Which I think, like, we were decent, but we weren't at the same time. Like, at least we were able to go out and play, you know what I mean? Got hurt, ran around.
Yes, definitely.
Did some sketchy shit.
But I need to learn how to take care of a fucking, like, a credit card.
Payments.
You know what I mean?
Adult shit.
Right, go buy the fucking groceries, go, you know what I mean? Mm. Do things like that that when I was home, I didn't have to worry about it. It's like, oh, my fucking mom went grocery shopping. I got fucking whatever now.
And now it's like, you need to go grocery shopping. Yeah. You got to take the garbage out. Exactly. You got to hit the dishes and you got to do the laundry.
Mm-hmm. Just small things like that, though. Makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, people wouldn't
it's
think.
Just things you have to make time for and you don't really realize. I mean, it's not like it takes a long time. But it's still something you need to schedule in your plan.
It takes discipline.
Yeah.
And that's like an almost direct, it can help you out with other things. It's like if you can hit the garbages and hit the dishes and do all those little things each week, each day.
Yeah.
Then that's going to help you able to get your workout in, and because it's just going to be so like,
it's a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
You just have to do it.
Yeah. And that's where it really needs to be, your exercise, your diet. Mm-hmm. It needs to be in the same category as brushing your teeth, doing the dishes, taking the garbage out. Locking the door at night, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also being aware that once you get comfortable again, though, to shoot for something else.
Yeah, that's why you have to make more Water than goals. One target, you know?
To keep you...
Make benchmarks. You know, you make the 90-day goal, your target. You get your 30-day benchmark, your 60-day benchmark. And once you hit that, then you make another fucking target.
And then you get uncomfortable again, you fucking adapt, you grow, you learn, you move on. Just goes from the drawing board to the field. Same thing with fucking business, sports. Mm-hmm. Even chess. Drawing board is when it's the other person's move. And when it's before you make the move. Mm. What am I going to do? What's the best plan of action? And the balls is actually grabbing that piece and moving it. But it's like with sports, you know what I mean? Play a game, you go into the action, you take a step back and look at it from an outer perspective. You gain some knowledge, gain some insight, and then you go back in the box.
You watch film, you know.
And then you just take a look at it from the outer perspective, you get a better idea. And then jump right back into that fucking box of uncomfort. Yeah, cops.
Was it?